My name is Dennis Chestnut. I am a native Washingtonian. I'm the board chair for an organization called the Ward 7 Resilience Hub Community Coalition. The unique time of day that can be described as almost the end of daylight, almost evening just before night. Subtle, delicate, quiet, and precise. Complex, but simple and calm. The beauty of an undisturbed landscape at one of the most beautiful times of the year, autumn. The presence of wildlife in its natural habitat. Water at the center of the landscape as it is at the center of life. The New England countryside in 1915 is a very different place and time from 1968 in Parkside, a community in Washington, D.C., on the east side of the Anacostia River. That year, a seven-year-old boy and his friends went to play at a nearby stream near the river, much like the one we see in this particular painting. As in blossom time, these kids were fortunate to have a local stream to visit, play in, and relax by. However, the Parkside stream was next to a landfill, and these boys could not relax because the neighborhood was dangerous. That seven-year-old boy died in a fire set to rid the landfill of trash and debris. 53 years apart from the time of the painting to this incident, both locations on the East Coast, little boys, a stream, and very similar but very different landscapes. I really enjoy finding more about and wondering what they were seeing and thinking at the point that they created these particular paintings. I also learned about how delicate and all of the processes for storing this art how it's handled in pulling together exhibitions. That was also one of the things that I was really glad to have the opportunity to get behind the scenes on. And then I've also learned so much from the other collaborators who I've had the chance to interact with, along with the very experienced and knowledgeable staff here at the museum. It drew my thoughts directly to something that is near and dear to me that I'm working on and still work on to this day, and that is the transformation of that former landfill into a park, and it is now a park, Kenilworth Park, and is being transformed into an asset for the community rather than the kind of vacant, derelict place it was prior. I hope the visitors leave this exhibition with an appreciation of what not just the artists who created these great works were trying to portray or get across, but how it is very important to have different voices and different perspectives. These wonderful pieces of art and this wonderful exhibit is highlighting regular people, the collaborators, and how we've had this opportunity, and I'm sure it will stimulate others to consider doing the same.